This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. There's a very interesting Rashi that I don't think I ever took note of. The first Rashi before the Aser Sadibrais. Vayidaber Elohim es kol hadvarim ha'ela leimar. And Elohim spoke all of these words saying, Rashi is troubled, why is the Aser Sadibrais addressed by Elohim? Why not Shem Havaya? Why not Shakai? Why not Tzvakais? Rashi says, "Lefi sheyesh parshas b'Torah, there are parshas in the Torah, Shem Asan Adam Mekabel Sachar. If you fulfill it, you get reward. V'im lav enu mekabel pranas. And if you don't fulfill it, you don't get punished. For example, mitzvah saseh. If somebody doesn't fulfill the mitzvah saseh, for example, doesn't say Kriya Shema, you get reward if you do it, you don't get punished if you don't do it. Yachal af aser sadibrois kein, I would think that the Ten Commandments are the same. Talmud loymar v'yidaber Elohim, dayan li para. Hashem is a judge to pay. So Rashi is saying that the aser sadibrois are different than other mitzvahs. Other parshas in the Torah, if you fulfill them, you get reward. If you violate them, if you don't fulfill them, you don't get punished. But you would think that Aser HaDibros are likewise. No. The Aser HaDibros, if you don't fulfill them, you get punished. So Rabbi Elio Mizrahi asks, what do you mean? You do get punished if you don't fulfill mitzvahs. The Gemara Menachai says that Be'idna Rischa, at a time of anger, Hashem punishes for failure to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So the Mizrahi answers, that's true, but at regular times, at a normal time, there is no punishment for not fulfilling an aseh. But the aseres hadibrois, if you don't fulfill the aseres hadibrois, there's punishment. So that means, according to the Mizrahi, Rashi is saying a chiddush nifla, that even though when it comes to other mitzvah saseh, if you don't fulfill it, there's no punishment in regular times. When it comes to Aser HaDibrois, if you don't fulfill it, there is punishment. Now, this would have ramifications for a number of the mitzvah saseh. So, for example, Kibud Avaim. We know that fulfilling it, one gets Arichas Yamim. But not fulfilling it, simply there's no punishment. No, according to the Mizrahi, Rashi saying, there is punishment. You see, the lavin, there's always punishment for lavin. So what Rashi's saying doesn't really have a practical effect. But for the mitzvah saseh, that only would have punishment, be'idna derischa, Rashi, according to the Mizrahi, is saying that the aser sadibrois, there's always punishment. Just one nafgamina, which is interesting, we always like to say, where in the Torah is there a mitzvah of tzipisa li Yeshua? So the Smak famously says the mitzvah is from the pasuk Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Well, according to the way the Mizrahi is reading Rashi, that means there would be a punishment. There's oinesh for not fulfilling tzipisa liYeshua. In any event, why would that be? Why would the Aser HaDibrois be more stringent than any of the other mitzvah saseh d'oraisa? In other words, why by regular mitzvah saseh d'oraisa there's only punishment be'idna d'rischa, and when it comes to the aser sadibrois, there's punishment for any lack of fulfillment? So it behooves us to try to understand what is the nature of the aser sadibrois. What exactly is significant about the Ten Commandments? One idea Rashi brings is that the Ten Commandments is representative of all 613 mitzvahs. Reb Sadia Gaon taught that all 613 mitzvahs are alluded to in the Aser HaDibrois. Is that why there's punishment in not fulfilling the Aser HaDibrois? It's interesting that in Parshas Kisisa, the pasuk says about the Aser HaDibrois, Vayichtoiv al haluchos es divrei habris Aser HaDvarim. The Aser HaDibrois are not just commandments, it's a covenant. The covenant that Hashem made with the Jewish people is through the Ten Commandments. Maybe that's why they're reflective of all 613. The covenant that Hashem, that's why it's called Luchos HaBris. In other words, what's significant about the Aseres HaDibros is that the deal between us and God is through the Aseres HaDibros. So the Chavetz Hasharon suggests, and this was a diuk I once wrote, that the simple psukim indicate that the significance of the Aseres HaDibros is that the covenant between us and Hashem is through the Aseres HaDibros. That being the case, this gives us insight into why there's punishment for these mitzvahs when for other mitzvahs in the Torah, only Lavin have punishment. Mitzvahs Aseh do not. It's because this chilek of the Torah was the vehicle with which Hashem made a covenant with the Jewish people. Okay, that's the first offering.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.